in praise unto you, for you are our source, our beginning, and our end. You're the one that go with us. You're the one that covers us. You're the one that sustains us. You're the one that crown our effort with your blessings. We love you, Lord, and we give you praise. Thank you, awesome God, for you are great and you are amazing. We love you. Hello, my name is Apostle Charles. I'm coming from Breakthrough Life Church. Where is it? In Brampton, Ontario. Which country? Canada. Glory be to God. And I have a good news to share with you. Money has come to me now. Money has come to me now in the name of Jesus. How come when it's money, then I'm jumping and dancing and so excited? Do you know why? The Bible says, money answereth all things. Yes. To a great extent, money answering so many things. Glory be to God. But the limits to which money cannot operate is very small. You can't bribe God. You cannot email God some money. No, but that's the exception. If God says today you're going to die, money cannot bribe God. That's probably the exception. But if you take that one aside, boy, you need money to be able to build life, to buy food, to buy clothes, to go to the barber shop, to be able to make somebody happy. So you see, money, Solomon said, money answered all things. The Bible said the rich man's defense is money. So let me pray with you if you're going through a financial nightmare right now. Abba, Father, anyone that is here today going through financial challenges, my God, I thank you for the miracle of releasing your supernatural financial blessings over this person's life in the name of Jesus. This person that is struggling to meet ends meet, oh God, I plead her case, my case, his case, that case before you, Father God, that you will remember and let your mercy cause your holy angels to come and release money into our hands. Father, the person that is struggling to meet all his or her financial commitment, that rent, that car loan, that school fees, that new clothes, Father, that house that he or she want to buy, awesome God, I'm asking you for a supernatural manifestation, a financial manifestation. Open your holy hands, oh Yahweh God, and cause money to come into our hands through better job, better promotion at work, overtime, business proposition, somebody donating money to us, inheriting money from a family member in the name of Jesus. Even strangers, Father, send strangers to come our way who don't know us from Adam, but they are hearing your voice and they are willing to obey to come and meet us. Let the earth begin to generate money through a contract from a business somewhere in the name of Jesus. And Lord, let every taxes that we owe be paid in the name of Jesus. I pronounce discounts and coupons and supernatural financial blessings over your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The money has come to me, has come to you, has come to him, has come to her, has come to the whole family in the name of Jesus. May the Lord lift up his mercy, release money to you. I'm asking for one unique supernatural, one idea to come to you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And wherever you are, where the staleness of financial delay, I prophesy supernatural open door of financial blessings over your life. Go forth in the blessings of the Lord. Go forth in the mighty hands of the Almighty God. And I declare to your hearing that money has come to you by the supernatural miracle of the Almighty God. Thank you for watching Moment with Charles. I cannot wait to see you another episode of the Moment with Charles. But by the way, may money come to you by the miracle hand of the Almighty God. May the earth you're walking on open and release money to you, as in the book of Matthew, when Jesus needed money to pay his bills. He said, Peter, go and cast the net into the sea, and the first fish that you catch, open his mouth. There's money there. Use it. May miracle money come to you. Thank you for watching with me on The Moment with Charles. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode, where money supernaturally come to you. Bye now.